You're listening to the Ottawa Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by Referral Mortgages and Blue Panda Realty, with your hosts, Paul Stevenson, David Warren, and Greg Campbell. Let's see what's going on in the world of real estate in our nation's capital.
Good morning, hello, good afternoon, good night, gentlemen. We're back. It's the Ottawa Real Estate Podcast.
Dude, every episode, it's the Ottawa Real Estate Podcast. Pause, Greg laughs, show goes on.
I'd like to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, North Brew. Before I even introduce you guys, northbrew.ca. Go to northbrew.ca, use the promo code podcast, get 20% off all your coffee orders. And if you're listening right now or watching on YouTube, subscribe. I'm going to say it. Subscribe, like it. You'll be notified when we go live, when we release a new episode. My name is Paul Stevenson. I am here with Greg Campbell and David Warren. I am one of the owners of Referral Mortgages in Ottawa. Greg is a partner over at Blue Panda Realty, which is located in Orleans and in Hindenburg. And David Warren is my business partner over at Referral Mortgages. He's also an owner and an expert mortgage agent. Gentlemen, how was the weekend? How are we doing?
I'll let Dave lead on that. He never leads. How was the weekend, Dave?
We never hear about Dave's weekend. We just listen to Greg's and then move on. Eh?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a great weekend. Nice, productive. Got up to the cottage Friday to close that up. Got everything put away there. And then Saturday spent the day around the house doing, new house with trees. I actually have a yard, so I need to actually rake leaves for the first time since I was in my early 20s living at my parents' place or in my teens living at my parents' place. And so that's a new one of having to actually rake leaves. Everywhere I've lived in the last 10 years has always been there, you know, houses, but with no yard or like River Rock for landscaping, things like that. So this is
what kids are for. Big change. What kids are for.
Yeah. So it's, but no, it was good. It was a productive weekend. Got to the Red Blacks game Saturday night as well.
Cool.
Good time.
Right on. What did I do,
Gregory?
Actually, what did you do this weekend, Paul?
I raked also. luckily I have two associates here. My two sons were able to help me pack and a few trees here. Other than that, we had my chimney swept. I'm feeling very old. Went to Home Depot, went to Bed Bath & Beyond. Just got crazy. Don't know if we'll have enough time. Got the chimney swept, had the fireplace going in the house, which is pretty amazing. Feels like fall, you know. But no, took it easy. Lots of hockey, lots of family time, you know, nothing too wild.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the same here. I did I had a crazy week, which was wonderful. And then Saturday I didn't do too much. I had two little meet and greets. I had two 30-minute meetings, and they were both for new listings in Orleans coming up in the next couple of weeks. The rest of it was just at home, getting the house ready for fall, cleaning out the garage, you know, hanging out with the fam. God, we're boring.
Look at us, just old.
Oh, what are you getting ready for fall?
Let's see who could do more around the house this weekend.
Oh man.
You need an around the house checklist.
I needed it though, man. I need to do nothing. Like I need to do nothing on weekends sometimes. I love being home and just like hanging out and cleaning up. And
yeah, I always laugh. People are like, so what did you just think? I'm like, honestly, not much. Just Saturday we did, hockey, then went to my brother's and then did some groceries and then went home, did rake the leaves. People are like, Jesus Christ, sounds like a busy day. I was like, no, that's a day off. That's a laid back Saturday.
And it's cool because you enjoy it because all week, sometimes I find you're looking around your house. You're like, I have to get this shit done on the weekend.
Yeah.
Or else I'm going to lose my mind because you know that Monday morning comes and it's not happening. Right. So that's what I do love. I love how it's like task weekend. And when I don't have to be working or always available, it works well. So yeah. And I had two open houses. I had two open houses on the weekend as well.
How did they go?
Two open houses.
They went very well. I mean, my guys that did it, shout out to Andre Meadow and Luca Merrick. They both had very successful open houses, about nine to 10 groups through each. Some agents out as well.
Good weather too. Always helps.
Yeah. It was a nice day. So, I mean, I was happy to hear that they went very well. We'll see if that converts into offers. I have offers. I actually held offers on my one in Orleans, and we're presenting them tonight at 6 o'clock. So I'm anxious to see what happens there. Mm-hmm. Because I haven't, mm-hmm. I haven't done a specific multiple offer, like holding offers on a listing for a while. So it should be fun.
And what precipitated you doing that on this property?
Because we were waiting to list just to see what the market was doing. And ironically, right before we put it on the market, two others came out on the street and they were holding offers and they knocked it out of the park. So we said, so as soon as they were gone, we put it up and we did the same thing. And now we did catch a few of the ones that lost out on those, 'cause they liked the floor plan, mm-hmm. and they liked the neighborhood. They liked the street. So
the block is hot. The block is hot.
Block is hot. Yeah. And I'm getting ready to light it up again tonight.
Hold.
Yeah.
Hold.
So that's yeah. But I mean, speaking of the market, I mean, you know, why don't we get right into that slide? I think everybody's anxious to kind of see how Ottawa's performing right now.
So we're talking October. This is November. October. We're talking October stats, yeah. Market report for this anyone just listening.
This is last week's report. Hold on a second here. Steven, I thought I had that in front of me. Yeah. So the market report. So this is generally overall what's happening in Ottawa. We'll call it 716,000 is the average price of a residential home for October 2021. That's up 19% from last year. Next slide.
Wild.
1,263 is the number of homes sold in October, down 24%. That tells you something. And then we have 405,000 is the average price of a condominium, up 10% year mm-hmm. over year. Same as the home sales, up 10%. And we've got 414 sold, down 14%. So sales are down, prices are up. You know, total sales, almost the same. Units rented, way more. Mm-hmm. So that's almost, you know,
40% more.
That's more than that, I'd say. I'd say
50%,
70% more than what it was in 2020 of rental units. That's wild. Mm-hmm. And then in context, I'll just read this out for those who can't read it. While the number of units sold followed the traditional trajectory, the lack of supply continues to put upward pressure on prices, which are holding strong and steadily increasing. Although there were 1,960 listings in October, falling just under the five-year average, 1,974 homes. It's simply not enough. Inventory remains at a one-month supply for residential properties and 1.2 months for condominiums. So
I think we can all agree that 2020 was kind of a unique year when it comes to real estate. Yep. But even if we take that out, 2019, just the amount of listings, like, you know, there was 1,100 listings at the end of October. And that's 55% less than 2019.
Right.
Which is a pretty large number. So, I mean, it just all goes back to that supply issue we've been talking about for a while. But you said average price 717, up 19%. So 603 in 2021. The year before that, 483. So it's gone up an average of 235,000 in 2 years for a single family home.
Yeah. And if you follow what's going on, even with this subtle fear-mongering happening of rates and doom and gloom, it's impossible. I think it's impossible. Like, it's possible for things to stabilize and just increase at a steadier pace, like what it used to be. But to have like a market crash or collapse, like everybody's talking about as of right now, I don't think it's possible, because there's no way that we can keep up for the demand. And even the programs we talked about before that they're trying to implement to increase builds, when is that going to start?
The task force?
Never. Oh yeah. And the task force. That's the other one. The task force, Paul.
Transitioning. We had the space force, or what was it? The moon task force, or.
A lot of task forces.
So you guys read about the task force.
Briefly.
No, yeah.
Fill us in.
Yeah, hold on. Let me bring it up here. I jumped into that unprepared. The task force. So, oh, come on. Where's my notes here? Jeez, Torep, where are we today? I'm not.
I know that it had to do with, well, speaking to that supply issue, but it was basically having more, I think, regulation over materials and build projects and so on and so forth. I skimmed it very quickly.
Yeah, housing affordability. See, the thing is, what happens is that, you know, they propose these kind of things. And then, of course, you know, the taxpayers will pay their money to implement the program, and then it never happens. Generally a common thing in Canada, in Ontario, but they're talking about trying to find ways of controlling it, which I don't know. I really don't know how they can do it. The article, actually, everyone, we can post it up if you'd like in below. We'll do that. It's, it was posted on CTV News. They're talking about the land transfer tax as well. Paul, we were talking about that, is $3.7 billion in revenue Ontario got from land transfer taxes, and they're projected to go to more than $5 billion.
Yeah, it's just Ontario. What are you saying,
Paul? Yeah, just in Ontario. Just in Ontario. To buy a home, that's how much tax people are paying.
I'd like to see where the delegation of that $5 billion goes.
Where it goes?
As well. Do you think it should be reinvested into the real estate market, since that's what it's being taken for, right?
And will it be? Never. Never.
Like on
what the task force here to help with.
So maybe on that average...
help delegate that money?
On that average home price, $717, the land transfer tax in Ottawa would be just under $11,000. In Toronto, almost $22,000 in just land transfer tax. That's not factoring in CMHC or any sort of closing costs. That's just, I guess it does kind of factor in closing costs, but the land transfer tax, essentially you pay the HST on that on closing at your lawyer, and then the rest of it's wrapped.
But, you know, let's look at a new build. So using that figure, Paul, so let's use a $700,000 new build. You're paying HST on that entire purchase price. The developer paid development costs and development and building permit costs of, you know, probably in the neighborhood on a single family of 25 to 50,000 in that HST on that entire $700,000 purchase, land transfer tax, like you said, of 11,000. I mean, really of that 700,000, you know, you're paying about 100,000 in development fees, permits, like going towards HST. If there's CMHC premium, people don't realize or might not realize that, whenever somebody's paying CMHC premiums, they're added onto the mortgage, but the PST, the provincial sales tax, is charged on that CMHC fee. That is not looped into your mortgage. You pay that at closing.
Yeah, sorry, so, I said land transfer tax. I meant CMHC is wrapped into the mortgage, not land transfer tax is paid. So that's a, you know, $11,000 out of pocket at closing.
Yeah, but like of that $700,000 purchase price, if you're talking a new build, you know, you've got roughly, you're going to be in the neighborhood of 100,000 of that is going to development fees, permits, land transfer tax, HST, CMHC premium. Like, it's crazy. And that's over. And typically some of that's built into that 700. And then a lot of that's over and above, you know, HST is over and above, and you've got your, land transfer, et cetera. So it's pretty wild when you consider, you know, when they talk about affordable housing or, you know, kind of removing barriers for home ownership and increased supply, all of these added costs are really just stripping money out of Canadian taxpayers' dollars or bank accounts. It's wild.
We pay a lot of tax.
It just feels like with all these platforms that come out with, they're just moving money around. Nothing's really happening. It's like smoke and mirrors, right? Am I right? Like, am I wrong here? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, when you're talking, $5 billion a year just in land transfer tax, like what is that? I don't want to kick them down too much, but like, what is that being allotted to, and how is that benefiting the people for paying $5 billion in land transfer tax?
That's a lot of
money. Should not be delegated to helping the housing market? Well, I can't speak. It's Monday. Helping the housing, I'm talking in one word increments here. Yeah, like you said, CMHC, land transfer tax, even if you're just a home buyer, you're putting 10% down on a primary, you know, your family home, you're in it for 20, 25 grand before even stepping foot. And that's without even factoring in your down payment. That's just land transfer tax and CMHC.
So that's what that's like a good average to say that people should have prepared for closing, 25K.
Well, 1.5% is kind of the rule of thumb right. for closing costs.
Minimum. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, there's a lot of factors in there. I mean, there is a little bit of a land transfer tax credit. If you're a first time home buyer, you get basically a credit for the first $368,000. And then after that, you're paying. So, I mean, even that, when it was 368, that was most single family homes, you know, we even said it was used to be 483K was the average in 2019. So when this land transfer tax credit of, you know, maxing out at 368,000 came out, that was most single family homes. If you're a first time buyer, you'd get that credit. Now you're only getting a credit for essentially half of the average home price, right? 368, the average home price is 720 now. You're only getting a land transfer tax credit for half of that, even as a first time buyer. So you're not really getting a true credit. I mean, you are, but it's right. essentially half of the average mm-hmm. price as opposed to almost the whole amount.
Yeah. If they wanted to help first time home buyers wipe that land transfer tax completely, you know,
it should be first purchase.
Like, you know, why even have it capped at that 4,000? Have it wiped entirely and not have it there.
Like that's the easiest and most effective thing that they can do. Like, forget all the other plans. Just do that. Mm-hmm. That's enough. Yeah. I think.
Let's not forget. We pay property tax every year as well on top, like after the land transfer tax, a lot of tax.
Yeah.
The king controls the land, the kingdom. Oh, yeah. Man.
The tax man. Tax man.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's also funny. And because of this, because of the way things have been built up, it's really interesting in the market when you're meeting with buyers and sellers, because the buyers, you know, the buyers don't want to pay the top dollar because they feel like it's, you know, very outlandish. And then a seller might get offers on the property that they think is just not acceptable, mm-hmm. even though they may be making, they may be profiting $100,000 to $300,000 over a 2-year period.
Right.
Which doesn't exist. Like that doesn't exist. So when you see, you know, the sellers, you know, complaining over stuff like that, I'm just kind of like, I'm always taken aback saying like, you know, are you really looking at the situation properly? Are you really understanding what's happening? And, you know, maybe you should adjust your way of thinking slightly. And with the home buyers, I mean, what are they going to do? They're really stuck at the power of the sellers, you know, a lot of frustration, but at the same time, a lot of buyers are still, even though they're prepared, they're not prepared. It's tough.
Do we have the stats on what's the current, I know, I think last year you said it was about 30 days, right? Average
30 days,
days on market.
Yeah.
And what's the percentage over or under asking currently? Like
it's about even. Okay. It's about even. The last average that I checked, it was 102% is the average. Mm-hmm. So, you know, next week that might change. Actually, I looked at that on Friday. It was 102%. There's some that are still selling super high, but then again, that mm-hmm. could be an unreserved listing or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's inflated, but there's some selling under list. So it's definitely, I'm finding it more balanced, but then again, like I'm saying that suddenly I'm seeing buyers out like crazy, mm-hmm. you know, like I had a ton of listings at the beginning of the year and then my summer just kind of chilled out. Now I'm off the charts again.
So I had a client actually
at the same time, and it's just a matter of like, what's going to happen now going into December, you know, we're going to, you know, historically we'll see a little chill out period coming into Christmas.
Do any of those clients that are those buyers that are, you know, like you said, that increase in buyers, do you have any idea what their reasoning or what drove them into the market right now being, you know, November? I mean,
that's just the right time for them.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if there was something where they were trying to get in before, you know, the second semester, the second half of the school year or.
No, you know, not with anyone that I'm working with. I mean, every scenario is different, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think there's some people who genuinely think that next year it's going to skyrocket again. So mm-hmm. they're trying to get in now, which I think is causing a little bit of an increase in buyers. But we'll see. I mean, if anything happens again, like it can't. I mean, if what happened last January happens this January coming up, that's going to be insane. Mm-hmm. Like the numbers are just like they can't. I mean, I can't imagine them doing that. But who knows? Stranger things have happened. And Toll Rep will be here to report it.
Mm-hmm. I did have a client who said they put an offer in on Friday. There was multiple offers. They were under the impression they were winning. And then at the last hour, someone came in capital letters, way over asking, and right. won it. So they lost out, unfortunately. But yeah, so that is certainly still happening. But I think, again, we've talked about this before, but it's definitely kind of neighborhoods get hot, right? Just hot pockets kind of around the city. And I think Orleans is still in that. Still considered kind of,
I mean, it is, but there's a lot of listings out too now. I mean, I can't remember the exact numbers I brought up, but if we brought up our YouTube page, there was a great question and I supplied him with a great answer. I think I'll see if I can bring it up, but just, going back to multiple offers. So on, I think it was Wednesday, client I'm working with called me. We went to go see this property that had been on the market for 2 weeks. Amazing home. It was been on for 2 weeks, $850,000. We got into multiple offers just like that, but we got it under list. Multiple offer under list price. So, you know, just,
I have the question, you know,
always,
Greg, if you'd like.
We always try to say here, if you're just be ready. Don't get discouraged. Just be ready. What was that question? The $10 billion inheritance one. That was the one, right?
Yeah. So it says, do you guys know what the average 3-bedroom freehold row home in Orleans backing onto Parks is selling for? Very specific. I know I saw many that were listed for the teaser price of $4,999, but sold for around $550,000 to $630,000. Would I be better off listing for a price closer to what they sell for, like somewhere in the near $550,000 or $600,000 range?
Yeah. And then, so my answer, here is a right now update, and that was on Friday. 66 townhomes recently sold in Orleans at an average price of $580,000, 18 days on market. So he was bang on with his price.
Yeah.
And we currently have 24 active listings and 2 conditionally sold. The average listed sales price is $635,000 and 26 days on market. So, you know, what does that mean? 600,000 is the average, basically in Orleans right now for a townhome. And I didn't see his follow-up question here. I'm going to respond to that today. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So the market's good. The market's healthy. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any reason for people not to be buying unless they can't, as long as they have their, all their details, all their eye, what do they call it? The T's crossed and the I's dotted.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But I would say even if you're not in a position to purchase today, it's best to speak to, mortgage professional now, even if it's a year out, 2 years out. Go over your numbers, go over your credit, mm-hmm. know where you're at, what debt level you have, and set a roadmap to home ownership. If that's a goal you have, you know, a lot of times people get surprised when they get pre-approved on, you know, they say they're ready now and then they're kind of, oh, that came up, or, oh, that's going to affect it. You know, if you do your homework now and set that roadmap, don't be discouraged about, you know, it's going to be a hit to your credit or something like that. That's going to rebound within a week, as long as you're making your payments, you know, regularly on your debt facilities. But it's best to have that conversation early and set that roadmap. I mean, a lot of times credit isn't something people just look at Borrowell or one of these other free Credit Karmas or what have you, where the credit score you're getting there is not the true credit score of what the banks are using. That's a 12-month rolling history and not looking at your entire credit history, which is what the banks look at. So, you can have a very drastic difference in scoring, things like that, than what the banks will look at when it's come to mortgages. So setting that roadmap, is always a good thing. And there's always tricks that, that we have as well for how to, even if it's just down payment or short on, well, maybe an RSP loan works in order to boost that, or gifted funds, like we talked about last week, where it's maybe a gift from family, you know, something like that to get you in earlier. I'm always surprised when people don't have those conversations early. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just remember, we've said it many times, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Just start the conversation, because fear is what will stop you from buying a property. And that's not what you want to do, right? That's why you listen.
I mean, just even in this conversation, just talking about land transfer tax, CMHC, closing costs, like if you're a first time buyer and you're hearing all this, you're probably feeling pretty overwhelmed and intimidated by the barrier to entry, just the cost to get in. But with that said, it's still going to supersede renting as far as like long-term if that's something that's of interest, if you do want to own a home, it's still, you know, as we said, prices in Ottawa are not going to go down to 500,000 in 5 years from now. You know, they're going to keep, historically at least, keep going on an upwards trajectory, and always a good time to buy.
Yeah.
Sometimes better times, but there's never really a bad time, at least not in Ottawa. Again, I'm not talking about every city, every location, but Ottawa historically is pretty consistent, pretty strong.
And with the population growth, that's being predicted for Ottawa, and kind of basically increasing by 50% over the next 20 years is pretty drastic, drastic number. So, you know, as population increases, so too will housing prices, because as we keep talking about, supply isn't going to be able to keep up with that demand unless something drastic changes. So
just look at that light rail we're building, you know, 2018, yeah. We're on track.
And just, and I think, you know, something that everybody needs to know too, is like, we're not saying that it's not challenging. It can be very challenging, but if you're committed to it and you really want to do this, put a plan in place, execute that plan and win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there will be challenges, but that's part of the process. If you just give up, then, you know, you give up and enjoy your life giving up. Becoming a homeowner, that's fine too. That's what you want to do.
And then on the flip side, I thought something that was interesting, those stats that you went over, Greg, on the renter side, 4,000 units rented, which, you know, for those investors out there, that's a great number to see. It means people are coming back to Ottawa. You know, maybe that's university students coming back to town, that were working, you know, learning remotely or what have you. But I think for investors, that's a strong signal as well of the the demand in the rental market still, which is great. Because I know that was a concern last year where, you know, it really dipped off with people moving out of town, moving back home with parents.
And no Airbnb usage.
I think a lot of that is probably people that were renting moved back home, or that were going to school, they moved back home with parents. And now, you know, they maybe were on CERB, they lost their employment. Now workforce is really come back pretty strong in Ottawa. And so, you know, people maybe coming back to that, moving out of home or moving back to the city from being abroad. So, or being out of town, but yeah, I think that's a really interesting figure to me, at least.
And are you guys seeing a lot of investments right now? A lot of investors buying?
Yes.
Like more than usual?
I wouldn't say it's more than usual. I definitely see, I deal with a lot of investor clients, and I mean, they're very active. I mean, it really helps. So for those out there that aren't investors, I mean, really kind of the methodology is, you know, saving up for one property, letting the market, let the property appreciate, pulling out some of that equity to purchase another rental. You're not, you know, saving up 20% for each property. With the increase in values, like we talked about, high 400s to now 700, there's a lot of equity there. Right. You know, on $200,000 increase, that's $160,000 that you can pull out of equity to then leverage to purchase another property. So a lot of investor clients of mine, at least, we're doing just that. You know, we're looking at their portfolio. If they have just a primary residence and they're just looking to buy a single family, you know, or a townhome or a condo as a rental, pulling out some of that equity and leveraging the property to buy that rental, things like that. And others looking at building or buying a multi residential as well. But yeah, it's still a pretty active market, and it helps, you know, it certainly helps with the interest rates where they were and where the bond market was. It's come up pretty drastically. For multi-residential, for anything 5 units and up, commercial, industrial, those rates are pegged against the Canadian mortgage bond. It's a publicly traded bond. It's a 5-year CMB. So that was at historic lows, which made borrowing for multi-residential, commercial, and industrial extremely, extremely cheap. So a lot of those refinances or purchases have really been bogging down. You know, there's a program through CMHC for multi-residential, and that's been at about a 6-month backlog. So I've had client files in with CMHC for multi-residential. So for So two right now that are active, 16 unit each property. And I've been sitting on them. They were submitted in May and don't have the, what's called a certificate of insurance from CMHC. So they've been sitting in the queue for that long. I just received word on Friday that an underwriter just finally picked up one of the files. Wow. It's been in for 5 months and that's not funded yet. That's not anything. That's just sitting and waiting. And unfortunately the bond market has come up. The bonds have come up. So will their rate. They price it based on a spread over and above that bond rate, but it's still extremely cheap, but it's just, you know, kind of shitty how backlogged they are. So that's kind of, it will affect rates in some of those, but it's been really an active market.
Things take time in Canada.
Yeah.
I got another interesting quick story here. A friend of mine just recently bought a property because he's been trying to get his permits and everything in order to build his dream home on this piece of land. Hasn't been able to get it sorted. Moved into it, bought a new row home. He's been living in it now for 2 years, thought he'd be there for a year and then his project would be started. So he's now been there for 2 years. I think, God, maybe even more at this point. And then finally they had a baby now and they just found out that there's all these new regulations because of where his land is, like conservation stuff. And they're like, yeah, well, we've done we've started our review. We'll be back to you. Someone will be in touch within the next 9 to 10 months. So he's like, dude, I got to get out of here. So if he just bought a single family home because he just can't handle living in that little neighborhood anymore after already waiting 2 years thinking he was going to get it. So it's taken him forever. So he figures at least now he'll be comfortable living in this bigger home, even though temporarily probably, but he's like, you know what is, even if it takes 5 years now, I don't care. Cause now I can live in this house. He goes, but he's like, I just can't believe how long it takes for shit to get done here.
Yeah. You know?
It's sad. And people, you know, and that's the thing. It there's always something new. There's always a new way I find for the government to spend money or to stall things. It's crazy. It's Greg Campbell telling you it's crazy, everyone. We're in a crazy land. Who knows what's next? Our tow rep will be here for you, giving you all the information.
Or the doom and gloom, like Greg.
Or the doom and gloom. What it's pretty doom and gloomy. There's a lot of doom and gloom today. It's kind of like a mix, right? We're like, get a plan together, do it, but you know,
it's gonna be a roller coaster.
There's a lot of shit.
Canada's crazy. Ontario's crazy. You can pay a lot of taxes, but maybe you can get a house. Just plan it. Put a plan together.
Well, sound like you need to have your mood boost. They need your mood boosted, Gregory.
My moods. You know what? I'm great, and I'm so happy to help people do this. But I realize it can be so challenging. It's stressful, man.
Yeah, I think sometimes we make it seem much easier than it is, and days like today we make it seem like it's impossible, and it really isn't.
It's like just you know, forget it.
Somewhere in the middle.
Towel.
Yeah.
We're here to give the info. It depends on what our mood is. I don't know. Today's great. Boost me.
Mood boosts. I got three today. I got three. Steven, bear with me on the first one. I wanted to take pictures of the fog this morning, but I missed my chance. I guess I could do it tomorrow.
Nothing.
Number two. Number two. A police officer just knocked on my door and told me my dogs are chasing people on bikes. That's ridiculous. My dogs don't even own bikes.
Yeah.
Number three.
Redemption.
I hired a handyman and gave him a list. When I got home, he'd only completed 1, 3, and 5. Turns out he only does odd jobs.
Yes, there you go.
There you go.
Oh, that's something.
Oh, so before I forget, next week. Just bring him up. Oh, did I disappear? Where is it? Next week we have, it was a question requested. question I put out to the public on my personal page of who they would like to see on the show. They were asking about having a Quebec or learning more about the Quebec market. So next week we will have one of my preferred partners on the Quebec side in Gatineau. He does a lot of work with me. We do work together. His name is Francis Desjardins. He's with Via Capital Diamant, real estate agency over in Gatineau. And he's going to be on. This is going to be his first appearance on a podcast ever. The guy is exceptional. He works his butt off. And I'm really looking forward to having him on and get his take, because I think he's probably, I don't know, he might be at 80 transactions this year. And I think more than 50% of those were from Ottawa. I want to say 70%, but that was the last time I asked him that question back in, I think it was maybe May. He said almost 100% of his clients were from Ottawa at that point, when the market was just going crazy. Wow. So we'll get a really good take on it, and he can kind of explain to our listeners what it's like to do business in Gatineau.
It is a different way of doing things, and we'll be able to touch on as well the mortgage side of things, because the mortgage, how the financing works, is significantly different from Ontario as well. So stay tuned.
Look forward to that next week. And I got my new run of real estate reality videos. I just got them, and they're hilarious. And they're going to start launching next Thursday. So
where can people find those, Gregory?
Greg Campbell, Real Estate Reality, YouTube. Look me up. Learn some more stuff about real estate. Actually, I have a question to the public too here listening to us. Would you guys like to see us do little breakouts about certain topics? Because I know we talked about it, guys. I think it would be nice to have like a couple little posts during the week. You know what I mean? Little 2-minute snippets of us talking about something. If you guys are up for it, I want to see what the public has to say. Comments below. Let us know.
Real estate snippets.
Yeah. Kind of like my real estate reality thing, but Torep version, you know, anyways,
I'll say it again. Subscribe to the real estate reality, to Torep, to life. Subscribe,
subscribe to life.
Buy in.
Subscribe to making shit happen. Subscribe to it. And say no to fear. Say no to the monsters. You can do it. To recognize this. Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Let's
I'm out of here.
And we're done.
So that's it for this week. Thank you, everyone, as always, for putting up with us and tuning in. Welcome to the Ottawa Real Estate Podcast. Thank you to Northbrew, northbrew.ca. If you use the promo code podcast, they'll give you 20% off all of your coffee orders forever. Gentlemen, we will be back next week. As always, shows are released Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. And we'll be back. More updates. We'll be back.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
Deuces. Okay.
The Ottawa Real Estate Podcast is brought to you by Referral Mortgages, Blue Panda Realty, and Stephen Hopkins Video. Thanks for tuning in, and please remember to like, comment, share, and most importantly, subscribe. We'd love to hear from you.